Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're seeing flash flooding. We're seeing the wildfires. We have to get a handle on this. Otherwise, we're all going to be looking for seats on the Branson rocket, the Bezos rocket, the Musk rocket, for another place that's habitable for human life.
All right, blast off.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That does not mean that you are to protect that temple unless Facebook and talk radio freaks tell you otherwise.
Who are those freaks?
Howie Carr.
I think every kid going to school should have a mask on to protect those who just have chosen not to be vaccinated and those who can't be.
We're not doing that in Florida, okay? We need our kids to breathe.
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the final hour of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer. Filling in for him, he's taking the slide once again, headed down to the Cape for the weekend. And it's well-deserved. Howie and Grace will be broadcasting live from Cape Gunworks on Monday. So make sure you tune in for that, or even better yet, show up. 12 to 6, broadcasting live. So yes, I'll be back in this chair at 6 o'clock on Monday. 844-500-4242. Earlier in the show, Howie mentioned that Dr. Fauci was on Fox with Neil Cavuto, who is a fake news spreader. Mostly over the hydroxychloroquine debacle. He said hydroxychloroquine will kill you. You will die if you take it. I don't know of anybody that died. There was a couple that allegedly took a different form of hydroxychloroquine meant for aquariums and fish tanks about 8 months ago or so. They died, but who knows if that was accidental or it could have been malicious. We don't know. But that was really the only reported case of anybody dying from any hydroxychloroquine-related substances, not hydroxychloroquine alone. But Neil Cavuto never got fact-checked over that. He never got disbarred, if you will, or deplatformed, I should say, from Fox News or his Twitter account. So both spreaders of misinformation joined hands today and went on Fox News and decided to talk more about what gain of function means and why, you know, Dr. Rand Paul, who happens to be a senator as well, was lying when Fauci appeared before the congressional committee just the other day. And it's strange. I'm going to replay a couple of cuts. For you, just to refresh your memory about the back and forth between Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul, it got very testy very quickly. And, you know, this is great whenever Dr. Paul and Dr. Fauci go at it like this, because Rand Paul always comes out the victor, always. Fauci had no answers. And since then, his answers have actually changed, as you'll find out what he said today on Fox News. But here he is. This is just a few days ago in a hearing before the Senate committee. Here's Dr. Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci going at it. This is cut 24, Matt.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress. And I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right?
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Good for you, Dr. Fauci. Got it on the record. And that was your, you know, really scientific comeback. You do not know what you are talking about. Even though Dr. Rand Paul said you took a virus that, you know, and you gave it more transmissibility to humans, and that's not gain of function research. He said yes. So he's already lying on his face right there. That's exactly what gain of function is. You take the virus, you perform a bunch of different tests, you come up with ways to enhance it. I imagine there's good reasons for that, and we'll get into what Dr. Fauci said 8 years ago about gain-of-function research and see what he had to say then. I haven't heard most of these cuts yet, so I'm very intrigued. But, you know, in the Air Force, if you're in on a base and you're in the IT department of the Air Force, sometimes you do drills where you have one side of the room, they are the hackers, and the other side of the room are the hackees. They're the coders. They're the defenders of our top secrets, okay? The defenders will establish a defense. They'll put up firewalls. They'll put up, you know, malware security, all of this stuff. The hackers will try, and this is in any big tech firm, the hackers will try to breach the security of the IT defense team. And if there is a weakness found, the defenders block that, you know, they finally improve on that weakness. The hackers try again. They might find another weakness in that wall. So the defenders build that up, that part of the IT security up. And it goes back and forth until you have, you know, iron sharpens iron. You have the best defense you can have. I imagine that's part of the reason why gain-of-function research is done, so that we can develop vaccines and immunities that protect against the strongest version of this virus should it ever get out into society, God forbid. It's one of the many reasons, I'm sure, why gain-of-function research is performed. But, I mean, as you'll hear Fauci in these later cuts from 2013, he kind of weighs the risks. You know, he kind of asks himself out loud, you know, is this really what we should be doing, strengthening viruses that could potentially escape and cause more harm than good in an uncontrolled environment? While we're still testing them, we're still trying to create these defenses against this super virus that we've created. Is this a good idea? So he had that whole back and forth, and he continues. Let's just play another one of the cuts, Matt, from yesterday against Rand Paul. This is Dr. Fauci, cut 26.
Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did
I
come
can,
from the lab, but
you,
all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab.
You,
and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent.
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator.
And he's pointing both his fingers at Rand Paul. Both his, again, you don't do this to senators. We learned that again in the Kavanaugh hearings, respect is of the utmost importance. You do not point fingers. You don't shout. You don't show any signs of disrespect. You maintain decorum throughout the entire hearing, as frustrated as you may be. But a career hack like Dr. Fauci doesn't care about things like decorum. He cares about getting his butt kissed, you know? And so he finally wraps up, and his only defense is, I've never lied. And he never makes a case of why Rand Paul is wrong, why he's lying, how he's lying, never makes a case against that. And then he goes out and he does the talking head shows, and one of them was today, where he decided to say, well, it's not exactly the case. It's a little more, how do we say, complicated. Cut 29, Matt.
Joe Rogan wrote in the Washington Post today, the foreign policy
colonists that what everyone can now see clearly is that the NIH was collaborating on risky research with a Chinese lab that had zero transparency, zero accountability during a crisis. No one in a position of power, he says, addressed that. Fauci is arguing the system worked. It didn't. What do you make of that?
Yeah. You know, it's more complicated than that, Neil. I don't know if we can explain it in the brief period of time we have. If you look at the research that was done, it was research that was highly recommended by peer-reviewed, our United States peer reviews. It got a very high score in the peer review system. And the purpose of the research was very, very clear. It was to try and determine what was out there in the bat population that might be ultimately risky for us.
Okay, so that's part of the research, as Dr. Fauci said. What's the other part of this highly peer-reviewed research? Cut 30.
It was done in the context of trying to find out what the precise environmental bat source was of SARS-CoV-1 so that we could prevent SARS-CoV-2. So it was research that was done by qualified people. Right now, when there's all of this thing about China, that's a different situation now. Back right. then, when you were dealing with qualified, highly respected Chinese scientists. So it isn't what was made out to be about dealing with really, really bad people, because those scientists were very well respected in the scientific community internationally.
So now we have it. Really, we've joined both theories here, haven't we? We've finally settled on, well, at least in Fauci's eyes, we've settled on where this came from. You know, at first it was the bats, right? It was from a wet market in Wuhan. It was somebody ate a bat, okay? And that was the main theory. And then, oh, that was debunked. And then, of course, the lab came along, the Wuhan, you know, respiratory research, a viral research lab. Oh, that couldn't be it. You know, that's silly. Why would anybody release a virus? How could a virus, as one of the former late night talk show hosts said, I forget his, John Stewart, he said, gee, you really don't think it's from the Wuhan lab? I don't know. This respiratory virus didn't come from the Respiratory Viral Research Center. Oh, it's called the Wuhan virus. Where is this research center? Wuhan, China. Whoa, what a coincidence. You're telling me that's just coincidence. Okay. So it wasn't from there because, you know, we can't say anything against the Chinese government, right? Oh, all right. So now he's conflating the two. Well, now it's the bats and it's the scientists. They joined forces, and that's how this virus, you know, may have come. That's the research that was going on. And it was for good cause. It was for a really good cause. We'll get more into this. We've got cuts from 2013 that you probably haven't heard. Fauci talking openly about gain-of-function research. Very interesting stuff. Don't go anywhere. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure is extending the Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack offer for 1 week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. I'm holding one in my hand right now for social media. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, second floor, all in one purchase. Allergy season is here. It's not ending anytime soon. If you suffer from all the pollen, then you need the Thunderstorm. With a 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house. And you really want to take advantage of this today, folks. This is the last weekend for the 3-pack deal. And I will tell you, for our Howie Carr listeners, there is another good deal coming up, but it's not on the Thunderstorm, and it's not on any other Eden Pure product you've ever heard of. This is a brand new product. We've been market testing it here in the Howie Carr Show studio. It's portable. You can take it anywhere. It's battery operated, and it does a great job of keeping what keeps you going fresh, and it can go in enclosed spaces. It's really great, but you don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss the 3-pack deal this weekend. You can, people ask us all the time if it really works, the thunderstorm that is, and not only does it works in hours, if not minutes. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand, plug it right into the wall. Best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. You can go to EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie's name, put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie, use code word Howie3. The three-pack special ends this weekend. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242 is the number to join us. Today's poll question is brought to you by Taser. Taser believes that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Get Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at taser.com. With promo code Howie. Save 15% now at taser.com. Promo code Howie, spelled TASER.com. Promo code Howie. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should happy hour be reinstated in Massachusetts?
Oh, I'm going to go on the unpopular side and say no.
83% want it back.
I can understand why, but I can also understand why not. 844-500-4242. So Dr. Fauci, back in 2013, was much more open to discussing gain of function research. Let's start with cut 31 here, Matt.
I think that. Where we are right now in science and molecular biology, and particularly molecular virology, and our ability to sequence and recombine and create various organisms in some respect, is that the best way to prevent a nefarious act is to develop a culture of responsibility among scientists. You have to have some restrictions in the sense of you don't do work that could actually hurt people, in the sense of if you have a laboratory accident, you have to have the right containment. Once you start being too restrictive, you then impede creativity for so many of the good things that could come out of the same type of work.
Oh, you impede creativity. We wouldn't want that among our scientific community. We wouldn't want them getting, you know, stymied and stagnant. They should be able to be creative and free-thinking. That's where great ideas come from. I'm all for that on the research and development end, but when it comes to the application, I think a little more common sense should be applied. Should we be doing this? In Jurassic Park, you know, that's been the comparison for about a year and a half now, but Ian Malcolm put it so eloquently, I'm not even sure I could put it together myself off the top of my head, though it's one of my favorite movies and he's one of my favorite characters in it. He said, your scientists were so preoccupied with whether you could, you didn't stop to think whether you should. And that's really where the whole kit and caboodle came in, as the theory goes, right? As the theory goes. So again, in 2013, he's talking about gain of function. This is cut 34.
It's triggered a concern, understandably, clearly, that if you give a gain of function of a pathogenic virus to make it more transmissible, that's a whole different story than some of the other things we faced. So let's get down to what of reaction.
Sounded a little, he was concerned about it then, but in front of Rand Paul, you just heard, about transmissibility, said yes, but that's not gain of function. Right there, he said it was. We'll be back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So we just heard Dr. Fauci just before the break saying that testing and improving the transmissibility of a virus was gain-of-function research. That was 8 years ago. Earlier this week, he told Rand Paul that that was not gain-of-function research. Rand Paul asked him point blank, that does not qualify as gain-of-function research? He said, yes, and continued to say that Dr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, was lying through his teeth. And Rand Paul also said that the NIH was funding gain-of-function research and that there is a paper trail and that it can be traced back to the NIH. Again, Fauci said, you're a liar. Let's hear what he had to say back in 2013, cut 35. We'll have it here in just a second. Cut 35, Dr. Fauci.
Being the major funders of most but not all of these people, we obviously were connected to that because they wanted to know, since you're our major funders, what kind of research will you fund? There was a major... First of all, questions have come up about the concern of the danger of people that you fund. NIAID, NIH, certainly CDC, only funds and conducts gain-of-function research on H5N1 highly pathogenic avian influenza viruses for researchers who are highly trained, skilled, experienced, and adequately regulated.
So 8 years ago, they were just focusing on bird flu, but they were funding gain-of-function research. You just said it. NIH, NIAID, CDC, they were all in on it. Gain-of-function research. It was, you know, peer-reviewed stuff. It was the best of the best working on these types of projects. In 8 years, are we supposed to believe that they scrapped gain-of-function research? They didn't apply it to other forms of viruses? Cut 36.
The reason we are here today in this room with H5N1... highly pathogenic influenza, and we're not in this room discussing so many of the other gain-of-function research that we do, is because the concern was that the products or information that were generated by these experiments might be used by others in a way that could harm society, either carelessly, in an unregulated fashion, by inexperienced people, or even by deliberate misuse.
So he says accidents can happen, is basically what that boils down to. Accidents can do, will happen. You got to be careful. We've got to have the best of the best working on this stuff because it's dangerous research. So he's weighing the pros and the cons. As you can hear, back in 2013, he had some sort of a conscience about this, but apparently not anymore. He's been reduced to completely lying about gain-of-function research. Wayne, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Wayne.
Tyler, what's going on, Taylor? I say Tyler, I'm sorry.
It's a problem I'll be plagued with my whole life. What's going on, man?
Yeah, but you're good, so you know what I mean? People still remember your name. Everything you just said was exactly right. This guy's been lying since he got into office. Because if you look up Agenda 21, you know what that is, right, Taylor?
Refresh my memory.
Agenda 21 is the agenda of the United Nations. They made an agenda that it was supposed to happen in 2020, but then the thing happened.
Are you going to get into a reduction of the world's population kind of thing?
No. They're talking about how they reset, what they're doing, how they're resetting the whole world.
Thanks very much for the call, Wayne. I appreciate it. We really can't get into that kind of stuff right now. 844-500-4242. We do have an update for you on a very important story. Some would say, it's my Trump impersonation. Some would call it the story of the week. This is really, really important.
Oh, morning, Wilbur.
Yeah, that's right. Our friend, Mr. Ed, a.k.a. Bellissima. I've got a feel for this horse. I really do. My heart goes out to Bellissima because her attacker is back out on the streets. Boston Herald has the story, bostonherald.com. A Wrentham District Court judge today released a Boston teen allegedly caught on camera raping a horse in Norfolk. Judge Michelle Fentress released Jackson Kelly, 19 years old, of Alston, on the conditions that he undergo a mental health evaluation, wear a GPS device, and stay away from stables and all animals pending a September 13th hearing. My question is, Matt, you know, for people, we have sites like Family Watchdog, and, you know, there's government sites that can tell you very easily where the sex offenders are in your area, what level they're at, what crimes were they convicted of, how long ago. Shows you pictures. Where does Bellissima go? Where does Charlotte the Spider go in order to find out? Where does Babe the Pig go in order to find out where these animal perverts are? Where do they go to find out where the animal sex offenders are near them? Where's the justice? You know, Joe Biden, he said, you know, Hispanics and blacks, they don't know how to use the internet. Well, animals, I guess, might not be able to use the internet either.
I gotta talk to somebody.
That's right, Bellissima. You do have to talk to somebody. Seek a therapist.
I'm a horse, not a pincushion.
Oh. Assistant DA Tracy Cusick had argued that Kelly would pose a danger if he were released. Cusick said, animals are part of the community. Harming animals affects society at large. Well, I'm sure every barnyard and stable is shaking to the core today with the news that Jackson Kelly has been released. Where are the wanted posters being hung on the barn doors? Are the stay away animal sex offenders posters being put up? Are there going to be animal crime neighborhood watches organized? Is there going to be a farm crime watch? Do the pigs take shifts with the sheep? Do they trade off? Are there any nocturnal animals? The barn owls, I would imagine, are the they've got the bird's eye view on the place. We could employ the barn owls to get in on this action. Fentress said the prosecution had failed to prove that Kelly was too dangerous to be released on any condition. He broke into somebody's stable and bleeped a horse.
Yeah, that tickles.
Bellissima, please. Don't talk to the press. Keep your statements for your victim impact statement in court. Jackson's attorney, Anthony Musto, suggested that Kelly is not the person that Norfolk Police Detective Samuel Webb testified was caught on camera masturbating and sexually assaulting a horse about. What? We didn't hear that. We heard sexually assaulting. I didn't know that he was pleasuring the horse on. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. No, maybe, I guess he was pleasing himself. Story wasn't exactly clear. 10 times. Pleasing himself and sexually assaulting a horse 10 times in a 38-minute video from a surveillance camera at Turner Hill Equestrian Center. Jackson had the same height, said Detective Samuel Webb, body type and skin tone as the man in the video. Can I add same haircut, too? When Assistant District Attorney Tracy Cusick asked Webb whether the horse showed signs of pain, the detective said the horse moved away several times and elevated her leg in a kicking motion.
Oh, just when we were having fun.
So the horse, I guess, was a bit perturbed and was making an attempt to kick Jackson Kelly. Kelly turned himself in to authorities Tuesday morning with his attorney present. Police have charged him with sexual contact with an animal, breaking and entering, and cruelty to animals. He appeared in court yesterday wearing a white shirt, dark-colored pants, as well as a mask. Did he afford Bellissima the same protection? Was he wearing a mask?
Please, Wilbur, I'm not wearing pajamas.
Well, you may not have been wearing pajamas, but was Jackson Kelly wearing a mask when he decided to bleep a horse? I imagine horses have, you know, they're prone to the coronavirus too. After all, they're a part of the community. Kelly allegedly broke into the equestrian center before dawn July 15th. Surveillance camera footage showed he demonstrated a familiarity with horses, haltering and cross-tying the mare that he violated. The owner saw the video and said, this guy knows a lot about horses. He must have worked at a stable or has been around horses. And Kelly, I believe, had been involved in stables prior to this action. They even went as far as to take a rape kit to the horse. A rape kit showed the horse was healthy and uninjured, but the encounter left Hillary Swar shaken. She's the owner of the stables. Hillary said, "I look at this person as a sexual predator. It's a threat to a very small community where a lot of people feel extremely violated, and rightfully so." God. That's terrible. That's terrible. You know, we make a light of this stuff. You know, you get a laugh every now and then, but you come down to at the end of the day. Jackson Kelly, what were you thinking? 10 times? 10 times. And he didn't have the common decency to wear protection.
Do I really stand on my legs all night?
You lifted your legs to kick Jackson Kelly, Wilbur, Ed, but I guess you didn't make the final strike that was deserved. 844-500-4242. Stupid story, another stupid story here. That should have been included in Police Blotter Facts Friday, but I picked it out and wanted to read it to you. This is how far wokeness and caring for the animals has taken us. A woman who jumped into the River Thames to save a horse? No. A goat? No. A dog, maybe? No. A cat? Not even a cat. A mouse? Not a mouse. To save a drowning bee. Nearly lost her toes during the dramatic rescue attempt. 19-year-old Sophie Hawkins dove into the water near the Riverside Pub in Leckdale, near Swindon, after spotting the bee at around 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 20th. Sophie told Wiltshire Live she had been enjoying the heat wave on a friend's boat. Oh, you know what that means. I dare say alcohol may have been involved. When she rushed, she saw this bee. She saw a bee in the river drowning. I jumped in and tried to save it and felt an impact on my foot. It didn't hurt, but it felt like my skin was flapping around in the water. I went into shock and I was struggling, but my brother jumped in and managed to save me. He pulled me to the bank near the pub and another couple helped pull me out of the water. No word on the bee's status. He's in stable or critical condition. 844-500-4242. We'll take a break and wrap things up after this. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Mm, yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Sunshine came softly through my
window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed
Torme.
My ways.
Velvet Fog doing Sunshine Superman by Donovan. 844-500-4242. 617 says, Taylor, the horse diddler got released. Someone must have posted bail. Ha, 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 ha. Kathy, you're next.
Ha, ha, ha.
Kathy, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi there. Yeah, just hearing this story is just so disturbing. Like, who is this judge? And this guy Jackson Kelly assaulted a horse 10 times, and they think that he had plenty of experience being around horses, and this judge seems to think that the guy's not going to do it again and he's no danger. What the hell is wrong with the court system?
I don't know. Where are the animal advocates that are standing up for the horse's rights here? Bellissima. This is strange. I don't know if he's done this before, but this time he got caught, if it's ever been done before. It certainly seems like he's had experience doing it before and wasn't afraid to just try it once. He went 10 times, 10 rounds, apparently. I know, Kathy, it's disgusting, but this is Massachusetts, and mental health comes before all else, any punitive measures. Thanks very much for the call. Nick, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Taylor.
Hi. That's all right.
So I just wanted to touch on Anthony Fauci and the gain-of-function research that he has a long, you know, history with. It's very interesting the more and more people look into it. And, I mean, just the whole, you know, medical corporate system that we got in this country all together. And, you know, eugenics is a real part of that. And Agenda 21 is a totally real UN document.
Oh, I know it. I know it is. But when we get into the Great Reset, we're not just on one platform. We're on many platforms, so we do have to be a bit more careful with how we discuss such things. But go on, Nick.
Yeah, it's real interesting. I mean, I've been on Telegram and everything right now, and the amount of vaccine injuries I'm seeing on there is absolutely horrifying. So I'd be real careful about anything coming out of Anthony Fauci's mouth. And the more and more I look into the Great Reset and the fact that Klaus Schwab wrote a book on it, I mean, all things.
Yeah, let's play one more Fauci cut here. This will really get you going on the weekend. Cut 33, Matt.
So it's quite understandable, Neil, why local authorities are now saying, good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
What I say earlier this week, he'd finally bend to the teachers' union with the masks. Now all the local mandates are coming out, more masks, more masks. Dr. Fauci goes along with it after saying you didn't need it if you're vaccinated. Try to have a good weekend now.